Good morning, everybody. I'm going to start with a prayer. Lord God, what a faithful God that we have in you. Always faithful, never failing. And Lord, I ask that you now give me the words to speak and help us to open our hearts and our minds to you and help us to hear exactly what we need to hear for our own lives today. Amen. What a great story. That moment in life, don't you love it? That moment in life when you're trying to do something, you've been working really hard, it's not worked, you've done everything in your mind, in your experience, you've tried, maybe your computer's broken or your phone's broken or I don't know, something's happened and you've been doing everything and you should be able to fix this because you know how to do this and nothing works. And then somebody comes along and says, oh, just do that. And it works. Ugh. And thankfully, Simon and all his colleagues had a far more gracious response than I just had to that moment. In fact, that story was quite an overwhelming story for everyone. They'd been working really, really hard. These fishermen, they needed their fish. This was their livelihoods. It's what they needed. They'd been struggling. If they don't get the fish, they don't get the money. They can't look after their families, their themselves. And so they've been trying so hard. They also knew that fishing at night is better, and yet still they came home empty-handed. And so they were probably incredibly worried and desperate for something. They really needed this good catch. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm quite a visual learner. You know, I can listen to a story and kind of try and work out what that looks like, but I'm much better if I can see somebody's interpretation of what they think it might have been like. So we're going to watch a little clip this morning so we can sit down and be comfortable for a little bit. And it's, I don't know if anyone's ever seen any of the episodes of The Chosen. Really, really good series of basically Jesus' life and his ministry. The best that I've seen so far. So we're going to watch a clip of The Chosen of what happens when Jesus has been speaking to these people from the boat and then that has finished and he's turning to Simon and his friends. So if we can drop the lights. Thank you. And let's watch.
That is all for today. I have some business to attend to with my new friend. Put that down for a catch. A little farther out.
I don't have a quarrel with you, teacher. But we've been doing this all night. Nothing. All right. At your word.
Push it, push it, hold on! Bring it in! Hold on! Push it, push it, push it, let's go!
I love you!
Brother and a baptizer. You are the Lamb of God, yes?
I am.
Depart from me. I am a sinful man. You don't know who I am and the things I've done.
Don't be afraid, Simon.
I'm sorry. We've waited for you for so long, we believe. But my faith, I'm sorry.
Lift up your head, fisherman.
What do you want from me? Anything you ask, I will do.
Follow me.
You as well. Yes, you, James and John, come, follow me.
I'll take the fish into market and settle up Simon's debt. I'll get some help to fill both of these boats.
Are you sure?
Yes, go.
What will you tell Ima?
We've just been called by the man we prayed for our entire lives. And you ask me, what will I say when you miss supper? Go, now.
So, you sure you don't want to do this just a few more times? Well, we'll make a great team on the boat.
Son.
Joking.
Fish are nothing. You have much bigger things ahead of you, Simon, son of Jonah. Did you understand that parable I told earlier? From now on, I will make you fishers of men. And you are to gather as many as possible, all kinds. I will sort them out later.
Love that series. Now, I know that's obviously a dramatization. It's what people believe might have happened, but I think it's incredibly powerful and picks up the essence of what I think this passage is saying to us. And it, you know, you get an incredible sense of this miracle. Yeah, it really is a miracle, isn't it? They didn't go any further out to sea. It's just a drop your net. Do what you've just been doing all night long, but just do it now. And oh my goodness. And the bit that I want you to pay attention to today is what I'm going to say now. Okay, so these guys were experts. You know, they knew what they were doing. They'd been doing this for many years. They knew the best times, the best places, and they'd still got no fish. And to ask them to drop the net again, when they'd already failed to get anything, and drop their net in a time and a place where they knew it wouldn't work, well, that was quite a thing. Jesus didn't come along and say, I've had this great tip-off. If you just go that way for a few miles, there's going to be this great fish. Or he didn't bring this clever piece of kit that he'd got from the local fishing shop. You know, there's this navigation system, and it will show you where all the fish are. I didn't do any of those things. Just drop your net. Seriously? That's the bit that I want to focus on. And it's what happens next when he says, drop your net. Because Simon says, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the nets. That's what I want you to think about today. They dropped the nets and they caught so many fish that it was breaking the nets and the boats were sinking. Dropping the nets is what they always do. It's their life every single day. So what made it different that time? What was so different from when they'd done it all night long? There's one very simple difference. Jesus was the only difference in what happened in that moment. Jesus asked them to do what they'd been doing all night long. Jesus asked them to do something that, in their expert opinion, would have made not a jot of difference at that moment. They'd already been doing it. But even though Simon was skeptical, he made the choice to trust Jesus. And boy, did that pay off. And do you know what else is, what I thought was even more incredible when I was reading this? And it's something that I've never noticed in this story until this week. If you skip to the end of the passage, after all that hard work, after all that worrying, you know, Simon's got his debts to pay and everyone needs to eat every day, and they finally got the catch they've been working for. I mean, they've probably got more than they could have got in a week. I don't know. What did they do? They left it all and walked away. After all of that, they left it and they walked away. And there's that little joke at the end, isn't there? Oh, let's just go back out again. But actually, that amount of fish probably would have fed them for ages or whatever. But they left it and walked away. That is incredible. And they walked away and they followed Jesus. That must have taken a heck of a lot of trust and must have had a humongous impact on them for what was going to come. To be able to follow Jesus at that moment, that must have given them the strength that they needed to have to carry on. And I wonder whether we can say that we trust Jesus as much as that. When we're faced with our life choices and our decisions, do we give Jesus a chance to speak and give us the answer? Or are we going to do something because we think we know better? Or are we going to do something because we rely purely on our expertise and experience? Well, of course I know the answer. I've been doing this for years. Or I know what I'm doing here. Are we going to do something because it's what we've always done? Are we going to be influenced solely by our doubts or our doubts of other people? Or are we going to give Jesus a chance to speak? Trust what Jesus tells us to do, even if it's the same thing we would have done anyway, but we just give him that chance to say, yes, do that. Or, no, actually, I don't want you to do that, even though you think that makes sense. I don't want you to do that. Because actually the answer that Jesus is going to give us is the only answer really that's not going to fail. We know that. And this doesn't mean that all that knowledge that we've got is useless. Absolutely not. Far from it. But if we only ever put our trust in the knowledge that we have or the opinions that we have before the voice of Jesus, then how do we know that we're really doing what we're meant to be doing? How do we really know we're getting it right? Jesus had to tell Simon to do something that, in Simon's expert opinion, was not going to work. And for all those fishermen to see that they could trust Jesus, even in that greatest doubt, was the most precious moment. And Jesus needed those men to do something way bigger than catching fish, but he had to prove to them that they could trust him. And he needed them to put down all their worries and their hang-ups and their agendas and just trust exactly what he was going to say, because he was going to ask them to do some more stuff and it was going to get tricky. And so they abandoned everything and they went with him. They abandoned everything, their families, their households, everything, and they followed. Can we do that? Do we trust Jesus enough to let go and to follow whatever it is that he wants us to do? And what does this following look like? It'll look different for everybody. But Jesus tells Simon that they are going to go fishing for people. Depends which version you listen to. Fishing, catching, gathering. They're going to gather people in. And that's, you know, that is part of what we do, isn't it? As church, as Christians, we go out there and we are called to gather, to bring people. And this is what Jesus asks us to do. But you may not agree with me. I don't think that what Jesus is saying is, get out there and drag people into church. Come on, get people in so that we can pay the bills and we can pay our parish share and we can do all we need to do. Come on, just get those seats filled so we can put the number on the mission planning sheet thing that goes to the diocese and we can look great. All those things are very, very important. However, that's not why we go and we catch people or we gather people. This is not about being able to boast about how many people we've got in our church on a Sunday morning. And it's not about trapping people into something that they perhaps don't know about. It's about catching people with an experience. Jesus caught those fishermen with what he did. They saw an incredible miracle and they had to follow. That's what I'm talking about. It's catching people with a moment, with an experience, with light, with love. It's catching people's attention, catching people when they fall and showing them that God is stronger and more faithful and more loving. It's going out there where people are and doing what Jesus is telling us to do, because Jesus knows these people way, way better than we do. And he knows what they need, and he knows how they hurt. If these past few weeks, and particularly this week, has taught us anything, is that people out there are struggling. There is pain, and there is hurt. There are people that need love and hope. And I stand here saying this not because I know better, because I don't. Years of theology training and retreats and lectures and goodness knows what does not prepare you for what we have to do. My years at theology training did not prepare me for what I had to do this week. Jesus prepared me for what I had to do this week. I had to lay down my books and my expertise, short as that is, and actually just speak what Jesus wanted me to speak and have him give me the strength that I seriously didn't have. And that is what I'm talking about. This week I have known more than ever how much I needed to trust Jesus. I've experienced Jesus give me words when I don't have any. I have felt God's strength when I have felt so weak. I've thrown out my empty net, and Jesus is the one that filled it beyond what I thought was ever possible. It's not my job to tell you what to do next. I'm not going to give you a 3-point plan this week or an amazing revelation where each line starts with the same letter. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to leave these thoughts with you, because actually you know in your own lives what it is that you need to do. And I'm going to let you reflect and consider it this week. But what I will say is that I know that it's scary. And Jesus knows that it's scary. What did he say to Simon? Don't be afraid. You think you're not good enough. You think your doubts are a bad thing and it feels scary or whatever it is. Please don't be afraid. I've got a plan. The next thing we're going to do now is we're going to sing one of my favourite worship songs. It's The Lord's My Shepherd. And it comes from one of the best psalms in the Bible, Psalm 23. And so I think this is a great way for us to respond to this. When we can sing about how God leads us and gives us all that we need, equips us, gives us that comfort, gives us that strength, even when the times are really, really tough. And what we sing in that song is, I will trust in you. And so that's our response after this talk today. And so if you are able to even give the tiniest bit of trust to Jesus, then I ask you to sing this song that we're going to sing now. So please do, if you're able, stand.